The second thing that you know you've had a breakthrough is you love God more and you want to worship him more. Because when God does that kind of thing in your life, he just did for these people, you go, God, you are too cool. You are so great. You are so wonderful. People say, I don't think I love God enough. No, you don't realize how much he loves you. When you realize how much he loves you, you're going to love him. You're going to love him because nobody loves you like God loves you.
Have you been waiting for a breakthrough? Well, you're in good company. The Bible is full of people who were tested with tough circumstances, including Mary, Noah, Job, the Apostle Paul, and countless others. But what was the common ingredient that allowed these heroes of faith to overcome? Find out right here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope as we continue with a series called Seeking God for a Breakthrough. In just a bit, we're going to tell you about the Verses of Hope Scripture Box, a beautifully designed vegan leather box filled with artfully illustrated and inspiring scripture cards. Now with 40 brand new bonus scripture cards, it's perfect for filling your mind with God's Word. And you can take a sneak peek right now just by going to PastorRick.com or texting the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called How to Pray a Breakthrough Prayer.
Now here's the fourth step, the fourth thing you do in a breakthrough prayer. There are five things, and you can do this every day in these little five-minute things. Thank God in advance for the answer. Thank God in advance for the answer. And the reason I chose this particular story from the Bible is because it perfectly illustrates the power of thanking God in advance before you get the answer. And notice, this is an unusual battle strategy. George Patton would have fainted if he'd been given this order. Verse 21. So then, based on all of what God had said, the king appointed musicians and singers to march out in front of the army and to loudly praise and thank the Lord as they're going out to the battle. To the battlefield. And he even tells us what they sang. Here's the song. This is what they sang. We thank God. His love never quits. I think we've got a song like that. His love never fails. It never gives up. It never runs out on me. He's saying, we thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We love you. Your love is cool. It's always there. Now, would you agree this is a bizarre way to organize an army? The king goes, okay, musicians, everybody get out of here. You're in front. You're in front of the army, and let's start marching down to the battlefield. Now imagine this. The three enemy nations, three times as many people on the other hill, and they're looking down, they see this choir in front of the army. They're going, what is going on? The Israeli army, the Jews who've been trained in the forces, they got the army in front. They go, yeah, what is going on? The choir, who's headed toward the enemy on the front line, goes, yeah, we'd like to know what's going on because we're the tip of the spear and we don't even have any weapons. I got my little flute. And we're going to sing a song. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We love you. You're great. Your love is eternal. What's going on here? It's a symbol. It's a metaphor of the principle. We're thanking God before the battle. We're thanking God in advance. We're putting the choir before the army. Okay? Now, prayer and praise, when I praise God, that's verbalized faith. Thank you, God, you're taking care of my bankruptcy. Thank you, God, you're taking care of my pain. Thank you, God, you're taking care of this conflict. Thank you, God, and I'm thanking God in advance. Now, I want you to notice the power of thanking God in advance. The next verse. Verse 22, at the moment they began to sing, there, thanking God, at the moment they began to sing and to praise, the Lord caused the armies of these three enemy nations, Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, to begin fighting among themselves, and they destroyed each other. Now that's cool. They haven't lifted a finger, and they win the battle. By thanking God in advance. When are you going to start thanking God for that breakthrough in your life? You've wanted it all your life, but you haven't been thanking God for it in advance. You've just been begging like you have to bargain or bribe or pressure God to say yes. God wants to say yes. He's waiting for you to show faith. When are you going to thank God in advance? When are you going to put the choir before the army in your life? I know people who come late to church so they miss the music. I'm going, are you kidding me? That's part of putting the choir before the army. You need to sing those songs from your heart because you have no idea how God is going to use them during the week. When you thank God in advance, when you praise God in advance, it's not just singing. And by the way, you don't have to sound good. The Bible just says make a joyful noise. Even a pig can do that when it's eating. Okay. Some of you are prison singers. You're always behind a few bars and never have the right key. But the Bible just says make a joyful noise. Anybody can do that. So you thank God in advance for the answer. Now here's the final part, the fifth part of a breakthrough prayer. This is the kind of prayer I'm teaching you to pray every day for your breakthrough. Number five, expect God to turn battles into blessings. Expect God to turn battles into blessings. I want you to notice what happens when you let God fight your battles. Verse 24 to 26 says this. When the army of Judah, that's the Israelites, the Jews, you know, Jew comes from Judah, you know that. And Judah was one of the largest tribe in Israel. When the army of Judah finally arrived at the battleground, okay, they're a little late to the party. When they get to the battleground, the valley was covered with dead bodies. It's already been fought. For as far as they could see, no one had survived. So, the battle's been fought. All they had to do is thank God in advance. Nobody had survived. They had turned on each other. So, they went out to gather the plunder. You know, the spoils of war. You know, we could use those swords. We could use those clothes. We could use that cart. We could use, those wheels, all those things. So, they went out to gather the plunder. And they found huge amounts of equipment and clothing and other valuables, more than they could carry back. The material blessing was so big, they couldn't even carry it off in a day. More than they could carry back. In fact, there was so much loot on that battlefield, it took them 3 days to collect it. That's over an abundance of God's blessing, material blessing. On the fourth day, they gathered for a worship service in that valley, which they named the Valley of Baraka. Baraka. Because the people had thanked and praised God there. The word Barak means to bless in Hebrew. The word Baraka means a blessing. And the valley of bitterness, the valley of burden, the valley of battles was renamed the Valley of Blessing.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments, but first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000.
Thanks for joining us today here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. As Christians, we know that in order to live for God in the most meaningful way possible, we need His Word deep down in our hearts. Right now, I'd like to tell you about something called the Verses of Hope Scripture Box. This vegan leather box is filled with full-color, artfully illustrated, and inspiring scripture cards, along with graphically designed, four-color, lined cards for your favorite Bible verses, personal notes, and observations. And now, for just a short time, we are also sending you 40 bonus scripture cards on the topic of prayer. This resource will daily restore your sense of hope when life gets the best of you, when you're looking for answers to difficult questions, or when you just need to be refreshed in the Lord. the Verses of Hope Scripture Box will help you get on the path to a more Christ-centered life as you fill your mind and heart with His Word. And because this stylishly designed study tool looks so great, you'll also be adding a bit of flair to your office or living space. It's a great way to start a conversation with people around you about God's Word. Limited quantities are available, so act now. To get your very own Verses of Hope Scripture Box, just go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support.
Hi, everybody. It's Pastor Rick with some really big news. My Daily Hope devotionals are now available in Arabic. Isn't that great? We have over an entire year of Arabic devotionals available. And if you know someone who would enjoy reading these devotionals in Arabic, please email me right now. And I'll send you the link to sign up. Email me, rick@pastorrick.com. rick@pastorrick.com. God bless you.
Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
The word barak means to bless in Hebrew. The word baraka means a blessing. And the valley of bitterness, the valley of burden, the valley of battles was renamed the valley of blessing. God wants you to live your life in the valley of blessing, not in the valley of battles. God wants you to live your life in the valley of barakah, the valley of blessing, where there's so much blessing, it takes you 3 days to carry off the spoils of war. It's superabundance. It's overabundant. God doesn't want you to live in the battleground, in the valley of battles. You've been fighting this battle against your parents or your spouse, or your kids, or the teachers at school, or your boss, and you're in battle after battle after battle after battle. God says, I don't want you in the valley of battles. I want you in the valley of blessing. And I want to bless you so much it takes you 2 or 3 days to carry off all the spoils. Because they thanked and praised God there, they renamed the valley. Now, that tells us the three results of a breakthrough prayer. The first thing is you get more blessing than you can handle. You're praying for a breakthrough in your life. You say, how am I going to know when I've had a breakthrough? Oh, you'll know it. You'll know it. If you don't know it, it's not a breakthrough. It's so big. It's so cool. It's so amazing. God did that. It's not one of these ones, well, that was kind of a cool little thing, but maybe I could explain it away as a coincidence, or maybe I just did this. No, no, no. When there's a breakthrough, you just go, the only way that could have happened is God did it. And that's what I'm praying for you. He says there's more blessing than they can handle. Outdone expectations. God wants you to live in the valley of blessing. The second thing that you know you've had a breakthrough is you love God more and you want to worship Him more. Because when God does that kind of thing in your life, He just did for these people, you go, God, you are too cool. You are so great. You are so wonderful. People say, I don't think I love God enough. No, you don't realize how much He loves you. When you realize how much He loves you, you're going to love Him. You're going to love Him because nobody loves you like God loves you. It makes you want to worship God more. Look at this verse on the screen, verse 27. Then Jehoshaphat led his troops back to Jerusalem where they joyfully celebrated. That's called a party, folks. They joyfully celebrated the great victory that God had given to them. In these 34 days, we're going to have some parties break out in this church. And when you have your breakthrough inside your program each week, you can write it, and we're going to share your story with everybody else. When something happened, I've already received a bunch of these from people who said, there was no way this could have happened, except I've been praying 3 times a day the way God wants me to pray for a breakthrough. And so you share your breakthrough story, and it makes you want to worship God. It makes you want to give thanks. Anytime I give back to God for 3 reasons. First, in gratitude for the past. God, I wouldn't have anything I've got if it weren't for you. I wouldn't even be alive if it weren't for you. I wouldn't have air to breathe. I wouldn't have a brain to think. Everything comes from you. So I give in gratitude for the past. Then I give to make sure my priorities are right in the present. Whatever you want God to bless, you put him first in. Seek first the kingdom of God. God, I'm saying you're number one. You're number one in my time. You're number one in my heart. You're number one in my day. I spend the first time with you. You're number one in my money. Whatever I put God first in, he blesses. So past gratitude, present priorities. And then when I give, it also is a statement of faith in the future. I'm thanking you in advance. Here's my thanksgiving, and I'm giving thanks by giving. Thanks and giving go together. God, I'm giving to you because I know, just like you've taught me in the past, you helped me in the past, you're going to help me in the future, and you're going to make what I've got go further. It's a statement of faith when I'm giving thanks by giving. The Bible says this up here on the screen. It says, Deuteronomy 16, celebrate the harvest festival. That's what they were called back before it was called Thanksgiving. Thousands of years ago, to honor the Lord your God by bringing him a thanksgiving offering in proportion to the blessing he's given you. So there, we do that. Now, the third benefit, when you have a breakthrough, makes me love God more, heap more blessing than I can handle. Third one is, this is cool, unbelievers start noticing. And the people who don't know God around you start going, what is going on in her life? Look at that man. He has something, some kind of blessing on. He's got favor of God on his life. I mean, he's got the same problems. That family has the same problems we do. They're just handling them a whole lot better. What gives? What's with this? Unbelievers take notice. And when you have a breakthrough in your life, it is a witness to unbelievers. It is a witness to people who don't know God yet. It is a testimony. God gets honored. And every you get blessed, God gets honored. Look at this last verse on the screen here, verse 29. It says, when the nations surrounding Israel heard how God had fought and defeated the enemies of his people, those nations were all afraid to attack. I guess so. Yeah, that choir before the army thing. Well, let's try that one. Yeah. They were afraid to attack. So Jehoshaphat enjoyed peace and security for the rest of his reign as king. I like that. That's what I'm praying for you. Wouldn't you like to have peace and security for the rest of your life? Breakthrough prayer. Not any other way. Let's bow our heads. Let me ask you first, where do you need a breakthrough? If you don't know, how can God give it? You need to get that clear in your mind. What am I asking God to do? Let me ask you, do you know Jesus Christ? If you don't, I'll lead you in a prayer in just a minute. You can do this. You can have a breakthrough in your own heart. Father, I pray for our congregation. I pray for our family, the family called Saddleback. And as I look out on all these people, I love these people. But you love them even more than I do. And I'm asking you to do things that only you can do. Lord, we're not asking you to do stuff that we can take care of ourselves. We're not asking you to do things just so we could be lazy. But Lord, all of us have problems that are uncontrollable. We have things in our lives that are unmanageable. We've tried. We have things in our life that are unknowable. We can't figure it out. But it's not a problem to you. So I'm asking on the behalf of my family here, my flock, our body of Christ together, that you do breakthroughs in the days and the weeks and even months ahead because of the prayers that are going to be prayed. Now you pray. Say, Lord, help me to start my prayers focusing on you, not my problems. Help me to remember your greatness and your power. And help me to remember your promises and remind you of them. God, you're great. God, you're strong. God, there's nothing too hard for you. God, you're all powerful. You're all knowing. You knew every problem I'd had long before I was even born. And God, are you not the God of heaven who can do anything? And God, did you not help me in the past? And have you not made promises to me? And will you not do it again? I'm asking you for a breakthrough. And God, I'm being as honest as I can that I'm looking to you. If you've never asked Jesus Christ in your heart, say, Jesus Christ, come into my heart and life right now. You be the manager of all the unmanageable things in my life. You be the controller, the CFO, the CEO of my life, the chairman of the board. You be the Lord. I want to learn to trust you. I want to learn to love you. I want to learn to have a friendship with you in the days ahead. And I ask all of this because of what Jesus Christ did. And so I pray this in his name. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord. And you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. And while you're there, be sure and sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional and check out all the other great resources available to you at PastorRick.com. As Christians, we know that in order to live for God in the most meaningful way possible, we need His Word deep down in our hearts. Right now, I'd like to tell you about something called the Verses of Hope Scripture Box. This vegan leather box is filled with full-color, artfully illustrated, and inspiring scripture cards, along with graphically designed four-color lined cards for your favorite Bible verses, personal notes, and observations. This resource will daily restore your sense of hope when life gets the best of you, when you're looking for answers to difficult questions, or you just need to be refreshed in the Lord. The Verses of Hope Scripture Box will help you get on a path to a more Christ-centered life as you fill your mind and heart with His Word. And because this stylishly designed study tool looks so great, you'll also be adding a bit of flair to your office or living space. It's also a great way to start a conversation with people around you about God's Word. The Verses of Hope Scripture Box contains 40 cards on the topic of hope, plus 64 exquisitely designed blank cards for you to write additional scriptures that you glean from God's Word. And now, for just a short time, we're also sending you 40 bonus scripture cards on the topic of prayer. This great study tool is yours when you support this ministry financially. Don't miss out. Quantities are limited, so act now. To get your very own Verses of Hope Scripture Box, just go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
God has five purposes for your life. He wants you to know and love Him, that's worship. He wants you to belong to His family, that's fellowship. He wants you to grow in Him, that's discipleship. He wants you to serve Him, that's your ministry, and He wants you to share Him with others, that's your mission. Today, I want to close by mentioning some important things about worship. Worship means that we surrender ourselves to God to do what He asks us to do. You were designed by God to worship something, and if you don't worship God, you're going to end up worshiping something else. You see, we place our faith in things or people around the world. And when we do that, it always lets us down. Only God will never let you down. He will never abandon you. But when you come to Him in simple love and you surrender to Him, you discover He's not a tyrant, but He's a savior. He's not a boss, but He's a brother. He's not a dictator, He's a friend. And when you come and totally surrender your life to God, you enter into the heart of worship. That's where you really get to know and love God, and you get to really know how much He loves you. Today, I want you to praise God for what He's done in your life and for how much He loves you unconditionally. That's called worship.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.